You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Everybody, this is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, Columbia and Greene Counties, 90.7 on the dial.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in both Rhinebeck and Saugerties. This month, playing Jane Austen Wrecked My Life, The Phoenician Scheme, Materialists, and Sister Midnight, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Russell Miller of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter.
Well, beloved, it appears that despite my best efforts to make sure things were working this morning, they're not. Don't know what's going on, but we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna work it out, and we're gonna go forth in the name of the Lord of Hosts. I'm going to share with you the playlist that we would have played. I've gone in and out to get our streamline going. And, we're going to take authority over that which is coming against our show this morning and this month, actually. We're going to believe God for the victory in Jesus' name. Yes, beloved, I was here yesterday in my studio and just working through this thing and so happy, so excited that everything was working all right. But here we go. Here it is, another day, another chance, and it's just going to be what it is right now, and we're going to do what we do in Jesus' name. How about that? So, beloved, listen. This was the playlist that we had picked out for you, and we're going to give those songs to you. You don't get tired of me, Brother Todd Galbraith. You don't get tired. Ain't that the truth? People get tired with you real quick, you know. I'm getting tired of saying, sorry, beloveds, it's not working. I'm getting tired of that. But praise be to God. I thank God for things as good as they are, and yeah, I mean, I don't know why you can hear me, but you can't hear the music. Maybe there's something I'm supposed to be saying, a message that I'm supposed to get out there. But whatever it is, don't get tired, because God ain't getting tired. I'm not getting tired. You don't get tired of me. That was Mr. Todd Galbraith opening us up. Then we had Keep the Faith by Justin Radford. You know, and he's telling us that no matter what's going on in the world today, that we got to keep the faith, beloved. Hallelujah. And you know, another way of thinking about faith is trusting God. Trusting God. We got to keep on trusting God. I don't care what it look like, it sound like, it seem like, it smell like, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust him till I die. I know too much about him. Life vicissitudes can't make me doubt him. Hallelujah. So I'm with Justin Radford on that one as well. Keep the faith. How about that? And then we had next up Aware Worship, Cry Out. Lovely, lovely song featuring Tanika Wyatt. And in that song, she talks about no rocks crying out for me. There was a time in Jesus's ministry where the children were praising him and the disciples, they wasn't liking it. All right. Those was following him was saying they making too much noise. Jesus, tell them to be quiet. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it gets like that in church, right? And some people say, you know, oh, the praise team is too loud. The music's too loud. The worship is too loud and they don't need to do all that. It don't take all that. But Jesus told them if they shut their mouths, if they were quiet, the rocks would cry out. Well, Sister Tanika Wyatt is telling us with Aware Worship that no rocks are going to cry out for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to cry out and give God glory and give God praise and give him what he's due. Make his name great. Make his name glorious. Praise the Lord. And then after that, beloved, I had Mr. Todd Delaney to say victory belongs to Jesus. Glory be to God. Victory belongs to him because of who he is and hallelujah, what he's done and what he's done for us. Praise be to God. We get the victory. Hallelujah. Did you get the memo, beloved? Amen. You know, one of my favorite quotes is don't quit in the dip. Hallelujah. You hang on in there. Amen. You pray. until something happens. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will change the situation. Sometimes God will change us. Sometimes he'll change us before he changes the situation. Hallelujah. Amen. But we gets the victory. Praise be to God. And then, amen, beloved. Hallelujah. I had Sister Cece Winans talking about the king. That's my king. That's my king. Hallelujah. Jesus, that's my king. Hallelujah. Yea, beloved. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. They might have been King David, might be King Charles. Hallelujah. The king of this place and the king of that place. But praise be to God, there is one who is the king of all the kings. He is the Lord of all the lords. Praise be to God. And so we bless God this morning with Cece Winans. That's my king. She's talking about him. All the glory and all the power. Hallelujah. All the majesty, all the honor. That's my king, beloved. Blessed be his name. And then, beloved, praise the Lord. We were going to listen to Sister Tasha Cobbs telling us about how Jesus saves. Hallelujah. The old folks used to sing a song. He saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. Praise be to God. Can't go so low that God can't find you, lift you and get you up and turn you around, place you on solid ground. You can't get so far, he can't reach you. Hallelujah. God is there in the pit. There, God is there in the dip. And so, beloved, she was talking about Jesus who saves. Yes, beloved, he's a savior. He is our savior. He came to be the salvation story. Hallelujah. To save the world in sin, from sin. Come on here. I thank you, Jesus. And then, amen, I was going to share from the song, We Just Need Jesus. Honestly, Sister Terry Ann said, you know, I just honestly think that all we just need is Jesus. Praise be to God. And Lord, amen, as you know him and study his word, his teaching, his values, as he revealed God and what God is like and who God is and who God wants to be for us. Hallelujah. When he reveals to us, amen, about ourselves, about our adversary, Satan, the devil and his devilment. Hallelujah. Clear understanding and increased knowledge and wisdom of these things. Hallelujah. She says, for a lot of this insanity, hallelujah, the answer is Jesus. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. True and true. And then, beloved, hallelujah, we had a song that we were going to share. And brothers say, keep praying, keep praying. Amen. And that's my motto also. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit about that as well. Hallelujah. But before I go any further this morning, I do want to come and, you know, I asked the Lord this morning. I said, Lord, I felt so good. I'm so confident coming up on the line this morning because everything was working. I had done several tests yesterday. So I'm going to pray and we're going to get the technician in here. We're going to figure this thing out. All right. But I prayed this morning. I'm going to pray right now. And I'm going to thank you, God, for the blessings that you bestowed upon us, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for getting us started and on our way today. Thank you, God, that while we slept, you did not slumber, God, that you kept us safe through the night watches. Thanking you, God, that, Lord, there are no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks marching in our streets. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you keep looking out for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Though we may even be stiff-necked and rebellious and stubborn in our ways, God, you still continue to show grace and shed grace upon America, God. And hallelujah. So we say thank you this morning, God, for looking upon us and blessing us, helping us through these tumultuous times, God, terrible, turbulent times, God. Thank you for keeping us in, hallelujah, under your watch and your care, God. Lord, in our founding documents and our money, God, it says, and God, we trust, God. Hallelujah. And so, God, I pray, Lord, that we will ever look to you, God. Ha, God, you are the light of the world, God. And Lord, even in difficult days, dark days, God, your light still shines, showing us the path, oh God. And so I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to come onto the airways, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, what the devil mean for harm, you work it for good, God. I thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to pray for those under the sound of my voice, Lord. Those, oh God, who have not quit in the dip, Lord. Those who were coming listening for the music that we share, who enjoy the music so much. And Lord, for 2 weeks, we've not been able to play any music, but we have been able to share, God, out of our heart, Lord, and oh God, out of the depths of our soul. I thank you, oh God, that you are the Lord who sits on the city of my soul. Hallelujah, God, that my mind and my will and my conscience are toward you. My thoughts are toward you and for you. I thank you, oh God, that I know that you are for us. You are not against us, that you are with us. You won't leave us or forsake us, God. You don't run out on us, oh God. You don't turn your back on us, oh God. Even if we turn our backs on you, God, I thank you for being who you are and who you are for us, who you are, God. Even in the world today, Lord, you didn't just start this thing and walk away, God, but you continue to hold this world in your hand, God. The devil can't do all he think he gonna do. He can't do all he wants to do. And even when you allow him to do something, you have a plan. Hallelujah, God. You have a plan to turn it around, God, to make it work in our favor. And so, God, I thank you. You are the God who takes a mess and makes a miracle. You are the God, Lord, who takes our pain and turns it into passion and power. You are the God, Lord, who teaches us how to look past our pain and push past our pain to focus on your promises, oh God. Hallelujah. There are many promises that you made, oh God, not a few. They're all precious, oh God, and you are faithful to your word. Hallelujah. You honor your word even above your name. So God, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, there's somebody under the sound of my voice, and even now, God, they're feeling your nearness to them, God. They're hearing, oh God, a word that encourages them to hold on till their change come, God. Somebody, God, is being stirred up in their holy faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody is being equipped to run this race called life, God, and hallelujah, to run to the end and see what the end is going to be, God. Thank you, oh God, that, Lord, we're not in the past, we're not our past, God, but we are in the present, and it is a present from you, oh God. It is a gift, Lord. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, God. We thank you that you keep us, oh God. You've kept us, and God, we commit ourselves to you. What we commit to you, God, you are able to keep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory forever and ever. Thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to be on the airways, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you said that our adversary is the prince and the power of the air. But you told us in Luke chapter 10 and 19 that you gave us power over all his power. And nothing he does by any means can hurt us. Hallelujah. In the end, we win. Hallelujah. As we go from victory to victory, God. Hallelujah. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, God. I thank you, God, even a setback, hallelujah, you can make into a setup for a step up, God. I thank you, oh God. I bless you now. I'll bless you forever through your Son and our Savior, God. Ah, you are the only wise God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. And Lord, as we are in this summer pledge drive in WGXC, we're praying, oh God, that you will stir up people to give unto this work, Lord, so that our voices can be heard, God, the voices that speak of truth and not lie, the voices, oh God, that contend against darkness and bring the light. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for those who bring levity and recreation and socialization and right information, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this summer pledge drive. In Jesus' name, I commit this show to you, and oh God, ask you to do what only you can do, and I'll give you the praise, I'll give you the glory, I'll give you the honor, and that is forever. And all those in agreement said amen, hallelujah, and amen. Beloved, the old folks used to sing a song, can't nobody do me like Jesus, he's my friend, healed my body, told me to run on, he's my friend, hallelujah, beloved, amen. Has he touched you and healed you? You ought to shout right there, right now. Hallelujah. Did he open doors for you that you did not see? Did he make a way for you where there seemed to be no way? You ought to give him praise right there, right now, right where you are. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Couldn't nobody do it but God? Amen. You had some friends, they tried to help you. You had some friends who didn't try to help you, who wouldn't try to help you. Come on here, somebody. It's all right. You got a friend in Jesus. He is the way maker, the miracle worker. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you so. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, find out. Amen. Find out. Fool around with him. Find out for yourself. How about that? Listen, I think I just jumped in there because I was like totally taken by surprise that this audio for my music isn't working. But I thank God that you're hearing me live from my home studio. Praise God and hallelujah. We here with the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved. Right here, right now with me on WGXE. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. And I'm here to say, can't nobody turn you around. Amen. So keep on moving. Keep on walking. Keep on talking. Keep on going up the King's Highway. I'm here on this Summer Pledge Drive. Today is our last day for the Summer Pledge Drive. And my personal goal is that we would get at least 4 donors, new donors. Amen. If you're a current donor, a consistent donor, and you want to up your donation, we thank God for that, too. Praise God. And we encourage you to call in or write in or go online and make your desire known. Hallelujah. We pray that you will join us in making sure that programs like The Bright Side and Tuesday Afternoon with Pastor Kim, how about that? And so many other really good programs continue to come and meet people in the point of their need. Hallelujah. I thank you for thinking of us and tuning in to be with us. And my thoughts are of you and toward you. You know, when I go through songs and select songs, sometimes they really reflect what I think can minister to us. And as we go through life and as we meet the challenges of a day or a season or a moment or a minute or a week or a month, I select songs with you in mind. I select songs that say something to me, and saying something to me, I think it'll say something to you too. And then, you know, I pray and I ask God, you know, about our spiritual social commentaries. And, you know, I just appreciate the ability to think about these things and to share what I get with you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I know that you know that it costs. Amen. It costs. Hallelujah. And so any help that you can give, your money, your donations, they matter. Hallelujah. So, beloved, if you're willing, if you're able, if you can, join us in becoming a donor today. We are looking for 250 donors in this 1 week pledge drive. And in order to make your donation, you can look us up at wgxc.org and hit the / donate button. Hallelujah. You can do that. You can call in at 518-622-2598, extension 2. You can phone your donation in at 518-622-2598. Extension 2. You can also mail in a check or a money order, no cash please, check or money order to Wave Farm, to WGXC Care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. That is WGXC Care of Wave Farm at P.O. Box 13 in Acre, New York, 12405. This is, hallelujah, Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International Church, your perpetual optimist, and I'm inviting you to be part of the work that's being done here with great shows. Amen. We have young people. We have story hours. We have a variety of different artists and, hallelujah, musical programs, talk shows, hallelujah. And then we have this show that lifts up the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody ought to know who he is. Huh? Somebody ought to, hallelujah, get to know him in a personal way, and we're here to help facilitate that introduction. Somebody who knows him and wants to praise him, getting ready for church, getting ready to go to work, amen. Somebody who wants to just go on the archive and play back some songs that they liked or a word that they heard, and so it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing. Hallelujah. Many of us, most of us, I'm not sure if any of us who are on as programmers and producers of our shows, hosts of our shows, we're not compensated. Amen. This is a work of love. This is a work of the heart. Hallelujah. And it's a work that takes care or deals with or touches the heart matter. Amen. So we're so grateful for your support. Again, it's our summer pledge drive coming to an end today. And, you know, I just hope that I can get four of you out there, just four I'm looking for today, four or more, to call in at 518-622-2598, extension 2, or to go to wgxc.org/donate. Hallelujah. Or to mail a check or money order in, no cash please, but a check or a money order can be mailed in to WGXC Care of Wave Farm at P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Hallelujah. You know, beloved, when I was in school as a child, in elementary school particularly, I remember my report cards would say she talked too much in class. She talks too much in class. Did you have those kind of comments on your, maybe you were the shy person who sat in the corner and watched us blabbermouths. Hallelujah. And kind of laughed at us, or, you know, when we got in trouble or whatnot. But look at how it's coming in handy today. How about that? How about that? Praise the Lord. You're listening to WGXC Acre, WGXC.org, WGXC 90.7 FM. Hallelujah. And this is the bright side, because, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. Hallelujah. You just hang on in there and don't quit in the dip. How about that? You know, there are many organizations in media and public media, art media, independent media, who today are under attack in the United States, including Wave Farm. We've lost NEA funding, but your support for the radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears, keeps WGXC broadcasting, keeps us as independent, and keeps our independent perspectives and creative expressions coming to our region. Hallelujah. So your support is even more meaningful in this critical moment in our nation. Are you hearing me? Praise be to God. And you know, beloved, we don't just broadcast in our nation. There are people who get this broadcast and out in the world. Amen. You can go to WGXC.org and you can tune in from wherever your internet service will provide. How about that? Amen. So it is an important independent media voice. And while there's attack going on independent media, yes, beloved, we're not state sponsored. We're not beholden to make the statements that people in power want us to make. We are able to speak truth. Amen. And hallelujah. Speak to people with open ears, open hearts, open minds. And that is truly because of people like you who share out of their little and out of their much. Nothing is too small and nothing is too big. Hallelujah. You can support us. All you have to do is give. You can give a one-time donation. You can give monthly donations. Hallelujah. You can give as much and as often as you can. Please give what you can. All right. This is Pastor Kim asking, hallelujah, for WGXC, care of Wave Farm. Beloveds, praise be to God. I want to thank God for, amen, he's brought us safely into the summer season. How about that? And wow, what a beginning it was. We had that heat wave. We had that heat wave, and you know, I was in the grocery store and came out. It was so nice and cool and air conditioned in there. Came out the door and that heat hit us like a blowtorch. My God, my God. When I experience heat like that, it makes me think back to not too long ago. Beloved, a generation or so ago, didn't know anything about air conditioning. For thousands of years, there was no air conditioning. People were just exposed to the elements. It's even worse now because of what we've done to the air, to the ozone layer. When they first started going into outer space, and the old folks used to tell us they don't need to be going up there, you know, that's not good. And, oh, come on, this is progress. And, you know, we going to explore. And then they started talking about the holes that were being punched into the ozone layer. And now, amen, I don't even think we have an ozone layer anymore. You know, so many satellites have been launched out and so many space explorations and so many countries and, you know, getting their satellites up there and their aircrafts up there. And hallelujah, now we have a private people, independent people putting spacecrafts up there. I don't think we have an ozone layer anymore. But hallelujah. So we put on that SPF stuff, you know, we put on them floppy hats or caps, and we do what we can. We try to stay hydrated, drink a lot of water to replenish what's being lost through perspiration, try to stay cool in the shade. And beloved, you know, some of the policies that have been affected, enacted, or, you know, have removed. I don't know if you've noticed in our streets and in our stores, you see less brown people, you know, people who were picking our fruit and hallelujah, working out in those fields, and Lord have mercy. And nobody's getting ready to go take their places at $7 an hour for 10 and 12 hours a day. And so we got to pray and ask God. I know they got the hydroponic, you know, gardens and, you know, these self-sustaining things, you know, maybe some robots. I don't know what they're going to do, but hallelujah. It ain't no joke being out there. And we thank God for the people who thought it not robbery. We're only trying to make a better way for them lives and their families and helping us out, too, who are out there. I remember you today, and my heart goes out to you. Who were doing that work, who do that work. Hallelujah. I know there have been a few folks that I've known who were of American birth who made ends meet by going out there and picking the fruit and the vegetables. Hallelujah. But not many. So many of us have gone on and, you know, want to be entrepreneurs pursuing that, creatives pursuing that, opening our own businesses, turning into corporations, profit and not for profit, you know. So praise be to God. The next wave of individuals who came, just like so many other immigrants who came into this nation, making their way up the ladder, hallelujah, trying to get up there to the top. But it's, you know, right now it's not. So we pray for all of you. I want to shout out the students everywhere, those who are moving up, who moved up. Praise be to God. I think Friday was the last day of school. High school graduations occurred on Friday, praise Thursday night, rather. And colleges, you know, you graduated your students already. I want to shout out to the technical and high school people who graduated to careers or college. Shouting out seminary and university students who advanced in their higher degree pursuits, Lord. And I just thank you, oh God, for the opportunities available to us in the United States of America. I pray for those who have gone up in advance, Lord, that they find purpose and passion for each level of their educational progress and preparation for becoming the best that you have in mind for them. You know, God, in your word in Jeremiah 29:11, you say, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. These are the plans I have for you." I know I wasn't thinking about whether God had a plan for my life or not when I graduated in high school, but that's one of the best things that you can do for your children as a parent or a guardian, is introduce them to God and let them know that He has a plan for their lives. And the plan for us here at WGXC right now in our Summer Pledge Drive is Ripples Make Waves. Yes, Ripples Make Waves. That's the name of the 2025 Summer Pledge Drive here at WGXC, and it ends today. And the fundraising goal is 250 new donors in 7 days. They had a goal of 16,000 plus. I said 20. Why not go and round it up to 20? I don't know where we are in that pursuit on this last day, but you know, if you're under the sound of my voice and you're able, you can, will you help us meet our goals? My goal in this hour is for new donors and to help meet that fundraising financial goal of $20,000. If you'd like to donate and to dedicate, make a dedication of your donation to someone or someone special, even there's a bright side somewhere. How about that? Or to the Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim. If you want to dedicate that donation in our honor, that would be so special and so very much appreciated. If you want to make a donation and dedicate it to someone else and something else, that would be special and much appreciated. The ask is that you make a donation now. You can go online. You can go to wgxc.org/donate. Or you can call in at 518-622-2598, extension 2. Or you can go old school and send your check or money order, no cash please, to WGXC Care of Way Farm at P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Yes, beloved, because what? Ripples make waves. Hallelujah. And praise be to God. We are making waves. We're making waves. And we're making waves. Listen, I want to share with you some thoughts that I had. And actually, the thought came, I was at a conference in Hampton, Virginia last month. Or was it this month? No, it was this month. Look how fast time flies. It was in the beginning of the month in Hampton, Virginia. It was the 111th Pastors and Ministers Conference at the Historically Black College and University, Hampton University. At first it started out as Hampton Technological and Agricultural College, I think, and then it became Hampton College, then it became Hampton University, giving even more higher and advanced degrees to black folks who couldn't get into the white institutions. Come on here, somebody. And somebody know what I'm talking about, because there's sometimes the people try to keep you out. They can't do it legally in the way they used to do it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, ask me. I'll tell you, hallelujah, what I'm talking about. Well, at that institute, I was given a book, and it was titled Do Your Children Believe? Do Your Children Believe? I've not begun to read the book. Actually, I shared it with my son as a Father's Day gift. I thank God that he's doing a good job in raising his sons to know who Jesus is, and hallelujah. But that thought has stuck with me. And so today I want to ask the question, do your children believe? In the Word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, we read that these commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Impress them on your children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 7. I've read it in a bridge version. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Not a suggestion, not a recommendation, a command, beloved. Amen. From God. Listen, in this world that is growing increasingly secular, skeptical, and even hostile to faith in Jesus Christ, we must ask ourselves a sobering question. Do your children believe? Do they know the God you worship? Do they love and follow Jesus? Does it say in your Bible, in Hebrews 1 and 3, that Jesus is the express image of God, seated at the right hand of God? Beloved, faith is not inherited. It's not like eye color or last name. Faith is something, trusting in God is something that must be taught. It must be taught. It must be modeled. It must be nurtured. It must be prayed over. It must be watered with prayer and the Word of God. To grow, to increase, to become strong. I have a couple of points I want to share this morning. My first point is the first teachers and role models of faith are parents. Before the children go to church, before they go to Sunday school or youth group, the home is where faith is first formed for a child. Deuteronomy 6 and 7 tells us to teach our children diligently. When we sit at home, walk along the road, lie down, get up. This is what is considered daily discipleship, teaching our children how to follow the ways of God, teaching our children the teachings that we receive in His Word and made expressly known to us in His Son, the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. Imparting faith to our children is not just about preaching to them, but it's about showing them. It's not just about a bunch of rules, but it's about building a relationship with God. And your walk with God becomes the map your children will follow. If they see you pray, they may learn to pray. If they see you forgive, they'll learn to be graceful and gracious and share grace. If they hear gossip and grudges and murmuring and complaining and all kinds of ungodliness, that too becomes a lesson for our children. That's the point number one, is that parents, caregivers, are the first teachers and role models of faith. Second point, obedience to God and godly character matter. Someone said, faith is caught more than it's taught. Children notice what we say, and when what we say doesn't match how we live. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice." Amen. Let your children see you repent when you're wrong. Let them see your respect for the scripture of the Holy Bible. Let them see you joyful in worshiping God. Let them see your generosity. Hallelujah. Let them see your integrity. Hallelujah. In business and even in the times of struggle. Praise be to God. Let your children see your faith in action. Obedience to God and godly behavior, godly character matters. My next point is that God acts generationally, beloved. He is a God who acts generationally. God does not just look at the individual. He looks at the generations. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5 and 6, it says, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Beloved, this isn't about guilt. It's about influence. Your choices echo in earth and in heaven, and even for generations. That's my third point. God acts generationally. Doesn't just look at the individual. He looks at the generations. And my fourth point, I want to look at two biblical families, one that got it right and one that got it wrong. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 5, we read about the grandmother and the mother of Paul's apprentice named Timothy, who became a young pastor. Their mother's name was Lois, and his grandmother's name, his mother's name was Eunice, and his grandmother's name was Lois. And the faith that Timothy had, Paul called it a sincere faith that first lived in his mom and grandma. There's no mention of his father's faith. We don't know if he had faith or not, but we know the impact and influence of Eunice and Lois on Timothy. The faith of these women helped shape this young man to become a bold minister of the gospel. Yes, beloved, faithful parenting can raise up kingdom warriors even when the world is dark. The family, there's a family that got it wrong. In 1 Samuel, as an example, there were families that got it wrong in the Bible. But an example is Eli the priest. And we find his story in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in chapter 3. Eli's sons were wicked. They dishonored God. They exploited their position. And they brought disgrace to the priesthood. No doubt about it, there are some good religious leaders and some bad religious leaders. There are some good parents and some bad parents. There are some good spouses and some bad spouses. There are some good teachers and some bad teachers. Amen. One, it does not mean all. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Some got it right. Some got it wrong. In Eli's case as a priest, he got it wrong. And God spoke to him and told him that you failed to restrain your sons. You did not train them up properly in the way they should go. You know, many years ago, I remember getting a word from the Lord, and he said, I'm putting into the young people what they are going to need for the world they are going to inherit. And they will analyze and criticize, negotiate and debate. If you raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you'll have mighty men and women of God on your hands. And if you don't, you'll have hell on your hands. But I am giving them what they're going to need for the world that they're going to inherit. That was over 20 years ago, 30 years ago even, when I got that message from the Lord. And I've seen it, and you've seen it too, over time manifest and become more real, visible, generation after generation since. Amen. These young people, hallelujah, they got to deal with virtual reality, alternative intelligence, artificial intelligence, alternative facts, fake facts. Come on here, fake facts. That's a oxymoron. That's a misnomer, right? Fake facts. But yeah, they have to discern through all this stuff. So yes, they're going to analyze, they're going to criticize, they're going to negotiate, they're going to debate, and we want to nurture that in them, right? But also, we have a responsibility to put the reins down, put the boundaries out, amen, and restrain them lest they fall into following the wicked and the evil. Hallelujah. Eli failed to do it. God called him on it, and God judged his entire household. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You heard people say that. Listen, neglecting spiritual discipline has generational consequences. Amen. Raising believing children in a secular or antichrist world, it takes intentionality. It takes determination. Listen, you can't make your children believe, But you can create an atmosphere where belief is possible. Yes, beloved. And so start early. Teach toddlers simple truths like Jesus loves me and God made me and he made you. Live transparently before your children. Let them see your struggles and how you lean on Jesus. Hallelujah, your Savior forever. Let them see you celebrate God's goodness in everyday moments. Let them see you giving God thanks. Thank you for the parking space, Lord. Thank you for making the appointment on time, even though I left late. Thank you for keeping me from the accident or letting my car break down on the side of the road. Thank you for giving us light even when the bill was due and the rent too. Thank you, God. Give God thanks in everyday moments. Use scripture creatively. Put verses on the wall and verses in their lunch boxes or put verses on their screensavers. Post-it notes on the mirrors, hallelujah, on the windows. Use scripture creatively, beloved. Practice worship. Make worshiping God a non-negotiable, joyful part of life. Amen. If you're worshiping God together in the family, in the sanctity of your own home, if you're worshiping God in a cathedral or worshiping God in a church building, if you're worshiping God in a movie theater or worshiping God in a center, hallelujah, let them see you joyful and that worshiping God is a joyful part of your life. It's a priority for you. It's not something you do last, but it's something that you do, amen, with intentionality and purpose. For God is good, hallelujah, and worthy of our praise. Guard your influence. Know what they watch and read and hear. Hallelujah. Help them to understand what they watch, read, and hear from a godly perspective. And pray without ceasing, beloved. Cover their hearts daily with your prayers. Intercede for them. Ask God to send help from his sanctuary in heaven. Raise your shields of faith to quench fiery darts of the wicked one. The word tells us that God has given us weapons of warfare that are not carnal but mighty in God. Praise and prayer and worship the word of God, the people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer partners. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. The name of Jesus, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, the angels of God. God has given us a lot for what we have to deal with while we are yet in this sinful world. Praise be to God. Amen. So confess your faith to your children. God gave your children to you, not the school, not the culture, not even the church. He gave them to you. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. So think about what legacy of faith are you leaving? Let your home become a training ground, a place of grace and truth. And one day, may it be said of your household, like Joshua declared, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Beloved, Jesus welcomed and valued children. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 13 and through 16, he says, let the little children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And he took the children in his arms. He placed his hands on them. And he blessed them. Hallelujah. Jesus recognized that children are not spiritual afterthoughts. They are central to God's kingdom. And any parent or adult who brings their child to Jesus through prayer, worship, and godly example is doing a holy work. And to hinder a child from knowing him by neglect, hypocrisy, or apathy is spiritually dangerous. Ah, beloved, hallelujah. Do your children believe? And Jesus issued serious warnings against leading children astray. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, he said, if anyone causes any one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of sea. God takes this thing seriously, beloved. Hallelujah. Parents and adults in general bear spiritual responsibility in the faith formation and the faith journey of children. And if our examples leads children astray and away from Christ through abuse, inconsistency, or neglect or misrepresentation of God, it's not only tragic, but it has eternal consequences. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. But thanks be to God, Jesus, amen. He don't quit on us, hallelujah. He gives us time to turn things around. Praise be to God. If you taking care of business, glory be to God. Snaps and claps, amen. If you've been falling down on the job, get up, dust yourself off, amen, and get to work, hallelujah. It works if you work it. God, Lord Jesus, he tells us as parents, amen, to eat with our children, to pray with and for them, to explain God's truth and truth patiently, to correct and encourage them. And hallelujah, he even showed us what it meant to be a servant and how he was willing, amen, to model humility and love. As parents and caregivers, we also follow Jesus, to exhibit humility and love. Praise be to God, beloved. So, hallelujah. Parents, amen. I pray for your most holy faith, and I pray that you will realize that God will bless to the thousandth generation those who love him and keep his commands. Hallelujah. I pray for you who are raising children. I thank you, God, for the gift of children, precious lives that are formed by your hand and entrusted to our care. Lord, give every parent the grace, the wisdom, the strength to raise children who know you, love you, and serve you. And help us to live lives that point them to Christ. Help us to walk in integrity, to speak truth and love, to demonstrate forgiveness, and to create homes filled with your peace. Where we have fallen short, heal and restore. Where we were weary, renew our strength. Where our children have wandered, call them back to yourself. Let our legacies not be in wealth or success only. Let our legacy not be the pursuit of wealth and success only, but let our legacy be passing faith down from generation to generation in a world that is often hostile to your name. Help us to raise bold believers, children who will shine as lights in the darkness, who will love you, Jesus, and live for your glory, who will walk in the might of your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you, beloved, and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you his peace now and forever. Peace that passes understanding, peace that God gave, the world didn't give, and the world can't take away. Well, beloved, I'm about out of time. Remember our fundraiser today. This is the last day for the Ripples Make Web Pledge Drive. Hallelujah. You can go to wgxc.org/donate to give. Hallelujah. I'll be back on Tuesday with the Tuesday afternoon show with Pastor Kim at 4:10 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can join me here. And listen, no matter how great a day, remember, the sun's still here. The sun still shines. There's a bright side somewhere. We're praying for you. And if you want prayer, if you want to submit a prayer request or learn how to connect with Overcomer Ministries, volunteer, worship with us, check us out at www.omichurch.com.